Right, right. That was an interesting.
He point. Was. I was 39. He was 36. I think he was. We were the boys, the two boys on the court. Everybody else was in their 50s and.
Had you had contact with Sirs before you went on?
Yeah, I knew him mildly from his campaign. I think in '60, I think he ran. Because I think he was appointed in the early part of '60 when John Volcker, who was elected, I think in the spring election of '59, who immediately decided he didn't want to stay any longer, and he left. Governor Williams appointed Ted Sirs to the court, I think, in the early part of 1960. And I came in the latter part of 61, so Ted had been there.
Oh, you've been there quite a while.
But Thomas M. Cavanaugh was there, and the other names that I mentioned. Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'd like to do as we get into the work on the court is to sort of break out, if it's agreeable to you, the entire chapter, shall we call it, on legislative apportionment, which kept coming back and back in repeated and sometimes acrimonious settings and full of flux because of the new Constitution, because of what was going on in Washington, because to some degree, the changes in the makeup of the court. Do you recall what it serve any purpose to sort of take a look in your own mind's eye as to how?
I ought to go back and review that. I have some very, very vivid memories of my work on the court with the other members. And, of course, the apportionment was the most important thing we ever did.
The reason I approach the matter in this way is because it's so recurrent, and it was such an energy consumer, apparently, on the part of, as to the court. I think when we get to it, I looked it up, and there were, in one case, the head notes ran to like 50.
Everybody wrote an opinion.
There were 6 and 7 opinions.
Yeah.
In more than one of those cases. And I think that this might be an opportunity to somehow pull a thread of that together. There are people, for example, that have had thrown into one, maybe the end of it, you know. Or Reynolds versus Sims. One man, one vote, or one person, one. Becomes a slogan, kind of a label, and then the substance of all the churning that went on to arrive at the my gosh, this thing went on long after you left.
Well, it started back when August Scholl, who was president of the state AFL-CIO filed a lawsuit against the Secretary of State, I think, in the early 50s.
Was it that?
Scholl versus Hare 1, we call it, and that was when the issue was whether it was a justiciable matter.
And the Supreme Court of the United States had held it was not, right?
Well, let me see. I think it had. I have to check and see. I think it had. In some cases.
In an Illinois case.
Well, of course, the Baker versus Carr is the one that overruled that and said it was a justiciable matter. In that case,